Washington voters gave an overwhelming thumbs down Tuesday to a citizen initiative to impose a direct tax on carbon emissions, but that doesn't look to be the end of the story on regulating global warming pollution at the state level. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
With much of the vote now tallied in Washington state, the nation's first voter initiative to create a carbon tax is going down 59-41%. But the campaign director for the opposition to I-732 says the discussion on climate and energy policy is not over in the state. Brandon Huskeeper works for the Association of Washington Business.
We believe that we have an obligation to act and to do what's right. The question is how do we come up with a pathway that is commensurate with Washington's contribution to a global problem? I think it requires us having a broad table.
In the short term, the action shifts to the courtroom. Industry associations are hoping to strike down separate Inslee administration global warming pollution regulations. The main feature of the state's new clean air rule is a gradually tightening cap on emissions from the state's biggest sources. Further down the road, another initiative that taxes carbon pollution is a possibility, but an alliance behind that said in a statement that it will first take a stab at passing something through the 2017 Washington legislature. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.